Welcome back to the Telosive Tech Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Randy is here. Nick is here.
Hi there.
And new iPads are soon to arrive. We got some announcements.
Oh,
that last episode did not age well.
No,
did it?
It did not. It had a good 2 days
not
of shelf life.
Well, for Randy's sake, he said he would love the trackpad, and I was defending it, being optimistic. Voila! I'm okay with last week's episode.
I'm sure you are. Well, I am okay with where I stood for the most part because they didn't do what I thought they were going to do and
Same.
Just kind of plugged in mouse support on the iPad. Instead, they redesigned the experience and found this happy little middle ground of like cursor support, but it's still touch dominant. Like, I don't know how you guys feel because we haven't talked since this announcement has taken place. We've just texted each other. But do you guys feel like this makes is the iPad still a touch dominant OS after this announcement?
Yes.
Yeah, you go ahead and answer first, Nick, because I know you're trying it out.
I've been it's been a roller coaster, guys. Like, my goodness, what a week since Wednesday.
Lots happened.
I woke up Wednesday morning to enjoy my SpaceX Starlink launch. And I was enjoying the launch.
Me too.
And we're at like T-minus 10 or something minutes. And I check Twitter and it's like, oh, Apple drops new MacBook Air. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Uh-oh.
And so
here comes the flood.
It was a moment where I had to decide between two of my favorite companies. And it was not a
Ouch.
Fun decision, which is why I really did not like the new iPad. That's the only reason, though.
You hated it immediately.
I did, honestly. Like, for any of y'all who saw my tweet thread, my tweet storm about it that morning, I saw it, and this is the problem with Apple not doing an event. They don't control,
I think this is a you problem.
They don't control the narrative. Dude, I do.
You controlled your own narrative.
I do. I don't like controlling my own narrative when it comes to Apple. Okay, so smaller things like AirPods Pro or the 16-inch MacBook Pro. Sure, those can be events. Those aren't very fundamental changes
to
anything.
Site refreshes?
Site refreshes with a newsroom post, and that's just kind of it. That's fine. Those are fine.
I disagree. Those were huge.
Those, okay, well, you're wrong. But but putting a trackpad on iPad OS goes against, like, every fiber of my body. Like, iPad is the anti-computer. Computers have mice and trackpads and mouses. Mice.
Mm-hmm.
And
they have all those.
iPads.
What just happened?
I just had a stroke.
Mouse.
But the iPad, you touch the content. You feel it. You feel at one with the content. I'm one with the
Unless
content. The
need
content
a keyboard.
Is one with me. And I always have a keyboard because keyboards do make sense, but trackpads do not. At least I thought.
Nice Rogue
and the
One
reason why I
by
thought
the way,
that.
I heard that.
What?
I am one with the content. The content's one with me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate someone getting that Rogue One reference.
Nerd.
I
go ahead.
Just Nerd. Looking at the website with the pictures. Okay. Right. Smart keyboard. I've totally changed my mind on smart keyboard. It looks really cool. At first, just seeing pictures on the website, it looked super fragile
the magic
and rickety.
Keyboard.
Magic keyboard, thank you. Mm-hmm. The magic keyboard, it looks super rickety just with the four pictures they have on the website. Like, I was busy watching the SpaceX launch, so I didn't see the Apple ads that they dropped before the website refresh. So I didn't see any video content. I had just seen the four pictures and what was on the website when I made those tweets, and it looked so fragile and like rickety in multiple directions because it's so thin, and I don't know how they did it, but anyway, it's more stable than it looks, which is good. And they didn't provide any video of how the trackpad and UI interacts with iPad OS, and they're just kind of like
on the website.
No, I mean they showed like pictures of it, but they didn't have like that video.
No, but it's a video.
What I was missing was that Craig Federighi 2.5 minute video that was sent to Verge. That's what I needed.
60 FPS.
That's all I needed. Craig Federighi up there. As soon as I like later in the afternoon after work, I was looking at Twitter and I saw that Craig video. I watched the Craig video, and as soon as that white screen came up with said introducing cursor support, I was like, okay, I can live with this now. Like, Craig is going to show me why it's good. And it's going to be better now. And so then I watched the video and my mind was changed, so much so that I have downloaded the beta on my iPad and connected my Magic Trackpad 2 with my iPad. Ooh. And I've been using it.
Okay.
What's up, guys? This is Marquez Brownlee. I've been using a mouse support on the iPad for 2 days now. Here are my thoughts. It's
3 years.
Pretty yeah. good, actually. Like, the way they did it is on point. There's no other way they could have done this, and I compliment Apple. So,
compliment me.
So, the question comes back to, do you still think the iPad is a touch-dominant OS, or has that changed now?
It is a touch-dominant OS, and it better stay that way, because the mouse integration did not fundamentally change the way, I don't know.
Off to make iPad OS, we fundamentally focused around the touch. Okay, my turn. I'm about to end this whole man's career, ladies and gentlemen.
Please do.
I'm going to end his whole career. Called it! Everything I said from not even just this week, but last week. No, Pompous Randy has just entered the chat, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not gonna let you change your mind so easily. People want blood. Okay. People want war. People want Team Randy, baby.
Well, in that case, Team Captain America is on my side, so we're good. We're gonna win.
I am Iron Man.
Oh,
boom! Snap. All right, so
I can say this: Avengers.
Well, you better shut your mouth.
Assemble.
I can say this. You rang, bang, bang, rang.
Well, then, if you can say that, I can say I am inevitable.
No, you're Captain America. No, anyway, we got to think about tech. This is tech. Let's talk about tech.
Back to tech.
The immediate moment I saw it, I said, "Yep, that is it. That's what I knew I wanted without actually seeing the thing." First controversial thing that I loved, the little floating screen. I was like, "Oh, how come it's not touching the dock?"
Yeah, I thought that was great.
I was like, "Oh yeah, ultimate angles within 150 degrees." But okay, but anyway,
and it sits up higher off the ground, easier to see.
It's so laptop like, and that's the only thing I ever wanted my screen to do was just move for me a little bit. Yeah, shake that head.
No.
Boy, shake it.
No.
Because let me tell you, I have a laundry list for this. I love the fact that it floats so you can move, because even when I want to adjust it, I catch myself on the iMac, when I adjust something, I do it from underneath. So moving it feels natural to adjust where you want it angled underneath. I don't like touching on the top. I will say
it's
really
very
quickly,
iMac-like, yeah.
It is, and I really love that. With that said, just side note that I thought about, I will recant one thing that I thought about the more I thought about it. Drew, I agree with you. Let's move the sensors horizontally, not...
Yes.
Let's not keep it where on this configuration where it's laid out in landscape. Let's not have it on the side anymore. Not because it interferes with me, but because now, like you pointed out, with the logo being on the back with the case now.
They've even changed the branding, to make it look like a MacBook. More like
then
a
let's
MacBook.
Do it. Yeah, so then let's do that. So that's my little side note right there. The trackpad, I knew it. I was like, this
it
is going to
so
something.
Small, though. Like, it no, looks you're like a small. 2010 they, netbook small.
They fixed the problem that you didn't need fixing when we got those really big trackpads for the MacBook line as a whole. That they gave us those really big ones. I mean, cool, nice, but it wasn't an issue. We never had that issue before. But all right, so it's there. Awesome. I don't think we need a bigger trackpad for it to be a prominently touch interface, as we're if we're gonna call it. The trackpad is meant to assist. It's meant to be there or never even be used at all, and it doesn't add nor take away. It just assists. And this is where I was like, okay, I was always optimistic that if they were to do something, they're not just gonna slap a cursor over it and then call it a day, because that's not fundamentally Apple. They don't do that. Mm-hmm. When they do something, they do something where we don't even think about it. It's like, oh, look, it highlights over things and does this, it just morphs to
when
it.
When it's a bubble, the cursor morphs to it. And the way I saw it was more like the same reason we have a cursor in iOS when you hold down the space bar, or on the virtual keyboard when you do two fingers on the keyboard. Yeah. You do that occasionally when you need to be precise about something. And because it's part of the keyboard, which are where your thumbs on an iPhone are, it's more convenient to do it that way than reach up to the top of the screen and tap and try to precisely move the cursor with your finger. And if you're going to have physical keyboard attachments to the iPad, which I wasn't really for from the get-go, from the very beginning, I was like, virtual keyboard all the way. I'm fine with the touchscreen. But then once they adopted the physical keyboard, now to me, seeing how they're redesigning it, that just makes the most amount of sense that if your hands are down by the keyboard, put a place for your thumb to rest and move the cursor around for those slight adjustments. But that doesn't mean it's replacing or replicating the touch. Well, it's not replacing the touch screen, but it's emulating it in a more intimate way so that touch is still dominant. And it's not just what iPadOS 13 or whatever launched with
right.
accessibility feature mouse support, where it's just this giant weird-looking cursor. It wasn't just a tacked-on thing, which is what I was worried it was going to be. And I want to just set the record straight. I may do a video on this later, but podcast is a good platform for it. Yes. Stop the iPad Pro, as soon as it is rocking a Magic Keyboard accessory now from a first party, to me it's a laptop now.
That's what I don't like about it, that was what originally put me off to it. It's like, this isn't an iPad
and
anymore.
In just another side note,
it's both.
It was always meant to be. It's supposed to be different. However, I love the fact that just the keyboard itself now, the Magic Keyboard, the thing, trackpad and all that, it now gives you a second USB-C, which means you have the same amount of USB-Cs as you do as a MacBook.
That USB-C port is so throttled. It's all dependent on the smart connector. It's only going to charge the iPad at 5 watts. It literally
doesn't
use
this. I care
much.
About...
5 watts is going to... If you have the iPad on like medium brightness and you're like doing watching Netflix, it's going to drain 5 watts.
Will keep
watts.
The battery where it's at. That's all it needs to do.
Barely.
It just needs to sustain.
So turn the screen brightness to 100% and it'll drain.
I don't need my iPad to have 60 watt push to it and kill the battery longer.
But you also don't need five watts.
Ooh, the slower the charging.
I don't need a big push to it to just kill the battery on it, because I am going to keep this iPad still. I'm not going to get the 2020 any of them.
Yeah, we got to talk about that still.
We'll talk about that later. Yeah, but I'll just give my stitch since I already brought it up. I'm keeping this one, this exact 2018 configuration. Okay. I don't care about another camera. I don't care about the sensor. I don't care about going above 64 gigs. I'm doing just fine as is right now with so much room to spare. And if the only thing that gives me the experience that I want to feel is that keyboard, then I'm going to buy. I'd rather spend the Yes, you called it, Drew. Shut your mouth. You called it. It was the right price. Okay, so I will spend the money on the keyboard.
Did we also have a disagreement about whether or not they would make a keyboard case and a keyboard and trackpad case?
Yes, we did.
We did?
What did?
I thought they were not going to have the old keyboard. I thought they were just going to have the new mouse keyboard.
Oh, the fact that it's backwards compatible, or you can bump it up to the it's you can get the old keyboard. You can use the old keyboard. No, you can't.
No, you can't. Not with the camera. You can use any of the new keyboards with
you probably
any
could.
iPads.
It would just be sloppy.
Yeah. Well, the magnets wouldn't even click in.
Who uses those cameras, though? Come on.
I have.
Well, evidently, that was another disappointing thing. Can we talk about the cameras, or Randy, do you have more things to say about your...
I have more things to say about the keyboard.
Okay, let's keep on the keyboard. We'll come back to the cameras.
My point is, a laptop is a device that you have the option of not... a laptop is when you have a keyboard and mouse input. This isn't a mouse, but my point is you can now use the iPad entirely without touching the display if you want to. It is... a big shift in Apple's direction, because for the longest time, I've kind of supported this idea of iPad is iPad, MacBook is MacBook, and you don't mix the two.
And glass is glass, and glass breaks.
Glass breaks, exactly. This is the first, I think, real approach Apple has made into the two-in-one market. I think this is the first time, because before iPad's always been just tablet. We're just focused on being a really good tablet, and that's all we care about. And the MacBook's just focused on being a really good laptop. This is the first time they're reaching that middle ground now, where I'm starting to think, like, okay, with them adopting cursor support, and now with that extra USB-C port, it means the full-size one on the iPad itself is vacant. That's the important thing. It's not necessarily about having two full-speed USB-C ports. It's that whenever you're using whenever you need to do two accessories on the iPad, one of them's almost always power. So if you can deliver power on one end, or just for the sake of having power at all, you can choose either side now, which I like. And for the longest time, ever since 2015, I've been saying I wanted two ports on the iPad just for the flexibility of having both. And because Apple's been so minimal with ports and stuff, I just assumed, well, that's probably never going to happen. But I think it would be handy. So this is the closest thing we've ever got to that moonshot wish of, like, can we have USB-C on both sides? And we technically do now. I get that it's not full size, but I'm basically just going to use that left port for sustaining power. Doesn't even have to charge the thing. And then the other side is vacant for an accessory, hard drive, whatever. And then you don't have to worry about losing power or using a quack quack.
Yes, so you do. The current setup, it's only going to be charging at 5 watts. You plug in a hard drive to your regular... No, it's not. 5 watts is not enough, guys. 5 it watts is. On an iPad. 5 watts... If my iPad has the screen at the middle brightness and I'm using some kind of accessory that's drawing power from the iPad, it's going to be going down. It's not going to be going up.
It'll do it.
No, it won't, Drew. No, it won't.
I'll prove it to you.
Okay.
I'll show you.
Fine. Fine, then. I can do it. Be that way. See if I care.
No one has it yet, but we got a couple more months, but I think it can do it. It'll depend on the accessory,
It depends on the smart connector. It all depends on the smart connector. Like, 2 years ago, I did a deep dive on the smart connector. I figured out that it supports, it has two positive and negative terminals, and, positive and a neutral terminal, and then a data terminal that supports, like, 128 kilowords a second. So it's basically enough for mouse input, keyboard input, and a little bit of power out or in at 5 watts. That's all.
So you're
it can
saying
do.
I can't slide, or I can't put in...
a hard drive to the second
A thumb drive.
No.
And
no.
I can't
rewrite. Unless they've redesigned...
You'll do it on the primary
Unless
the primary
they've redesigned
USB-C
the smart
cable.
Connector, which I find unlikely because this is backwards compatible, I don't know.
It's always been able to charge the iPad.
It's always been able to charge the iPad at 5 watts, but there was one accessory a long time ago, like a Logitech accessory that did it. But
yeah, I remember that one.
Other than
that,
there haven't been
connector to it.
Any accessories?
So you,
it didn't
you,
charge you, super fast, but it doesn't need to. That's my point. It just has to keep.
If you're stationary and you plug it in, if you needed it or you just want to maintain it, and you plug it on the side right there, just to let it stay its course right there. And
the point is, though, I'm going to have to explain to people why one USB-C port does one thing and the other one does something else.
How's that any different than the MacBooks?
That is going...
The MacBooks do the same thing. One of them is
the dead... is going to be buying this.
I still don't like it.
All right, well, cool. That's
you don't have to buy it.
Let's talk about it.
I'm going to buy it. I'm probably going to buy it, which is sad. And... I love the design, but I just hate that the fact that they did it not the way I wanted them to do it, Apple.
Here's what I like.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The fact that because the little bottom lip of the iPad is now exposed, it's now easier than ever to pull it off and go into, you know, just handheld. So instantly can become a tablet. But once you're ready for a laptop experience, you drop it down. And if the case is plugged
in, you
just drop it,
drop
it onto the magnets, and boom, it starts charging.
So the thing is, with our keyboard here, the one that they've introduced, I'm okay with this two-in-one thing, as I've always been on record, because they, like you said, Drew, they, iPad is iPad, everything else is everything else, and
yeah, they separate
perfect those things. But what more could have they done with the iPad? They perfected it so much that it did not need a 12-month refresh cycle or less. This is not the first 18 plus. And if the rumors are true and the next one will get it in about 6 months, okay, fine, whatever. I mean, this is a transitionary period. But overall, iPad, for tablet's sake, is the best tablet. And that is not up for debate. Everyone has acknowledged it by their actions of shutting down their, you know, like, all right, Google's not doing it anymore. Like, it's just, it is what it is. Samsung, hey, God bless them, man. They will put them out just because they have them.
God bless.
But they know. I mean, they know. It's clunky, and that's fine. You have your little world with Samsung, and I hope...
The way
they
salvaged their tablets was to turn them into laptops.
Yeah.
Apple is turning the iPad into a laptop because they can't do any more to the tablet
itself.
There's
no more you can go. It's done.
They said, perfect the tablet, then you can turn it into a laptop, not... We can't figure out how to make a good tablet, so let's just make it a laptop. That's what everyone else did.
So now that they've perfected the tablet with the UI, and as the tablet as itself hardware wise, now it's more like okay. And I'm obviously excluding new camera every year, whatever 5G like that part's the given. I'm saying like the actual UI. Of interfacing, navigating, and going in and out, and the whole gestures, because it's all built on gestures now. The moment we even lost the home button on the iPad, it was pure gestures. Right. So they've perfected their fundamental baseline on iPad with gestures. So now we can bring in things that complement support gestures, but don't necessarily need it. I see it the same way how voice command, like Nick... reminds me every now and then when I'm with him that he talks to Siri and I don't. I type things out. I go to search engine. I just da 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 da. But he's always like, "What is 16 ounces to a guy?" But you know, he'll say just quick things, and I go, "Oh yeah, you can do that." Or like the Apple TV remote, I had to remember to use the little talk, like, "Oh, what did he just say?" and do all that, because you can use Siri for talking exclusively. But you don't have to, and I don't. And I use it...
That's because you're
I'm
weird,
always,
Randy. Because you like iPad keyboard.
I remember so much of my life before talking to a, you know, AI. I just,
are you connecting to the mainframe?
Pretty much.
And you're also into security, so microphones probably scare you.
There you go.
You know what? I'm pretty sure it is. I'm
our audio engineer.
What I say. So I think overall, like the option that you can do it exclusively that way, but you're not married to it, and that's just what it is I see the exact same thing with the keyboard and specifically the trackpad. And
speaking of marriage, as soon as I showed my wife that Craig Federighi video with the iPad, and he brought up the spreadsheets, she was just like, "That looks great! That looks perfect!" Because we sold our last MacBook Pro. We don't have... Well, I guess we have one from 2011, but that one doesn't count.
Good luck with that.
That's basically a DVD player. But the the MacBook Pro we used for a lot of like spreadsheets and comparing numbers and stuff like that. But she hates spreadsheets on tablet because the touch interface isn't as friendly as a cursor when it comes to just adjusting the sheets and columns and stuff. So as soon as she saw that demo, she was like, "Okay, I could do that." Like, so we can just put this on your iPad? And I was like, "Yeah, we could just have an iPad and not need a MacBook for that kind of stuff anymore." So it makes me feel weird about the future of the MacBook line if they're getting the iPad so good at this stuff. But the other thing I wanted to bring up was, why do you think they're doing this now? Because if they're not able to ship this Magic Keyboard case yet, first of all, let me also mention, The other reason I really love this case is it's the closest thing to an iPad with wireless charging we have. Because similar to the iPhone, just dropping it on a charger and it starts charging, now you can have your little keyboard case on your desk plugged in, and when you drop the iPad on it, boom, just starts charging. Doesn't have to do anything. I get that it's slow, but that's a lot easier than having to pick up a cable and plug it in every time. But if they're not able to ship this keyboard case until May, which is right before WWDC Online, which is reportedly starting June 1st, so we're talking like very, very minute of June, okay? Why didn't they just wait
exactly
a little bit longer? Or do they have something big coming?
Big with iPad or WWDC? With iOS Both. 14, maybe?
But do they have something special in the iPad they have locked behind? And they were like, okay, we got to get people comfortable with the cursor now with 13.4 so that they're ready for 14 or something.
Like we said last week, I do believe in the current state of iOS 13 that a trackpad still might not be completely reasonable, viable. I mean, it's there for what it is, but I just don't think that like it was obviously built for that. More so an accessory.
You're going to change but it even iOS more. 14,
iOS 14, as I said, Nick.
No.
I think iOS 14 is why, like, okay, let's introduce it now so we don't shell shock them. And, oh, my God, the whole dropping the frog in the boiling water, it's going to jump right out. Yeah. You know? So
so what do you think they have in store for iPadOS 14?
I think complete redesign, home screen and stuff like that. Whoa. Stuff that things that complement the actual cursor, but not a necessity to where we could still navigate with touch gestures, obviously. But I think
the one
thing I
would really, really want that on the top of my request list, we should go around and say with things what I would like changed with iPadOS for me is external monitor support. That would be a huge selling point.
Now we
if
have
you're
a
now
mouse,
allowing,
huh? Oh my god,
you have mouse support and optimized cursor.
Oh, no.
You have the keyboard support. I could basically take my iPad, dock it at my desk, output it at an
and call it sidecar.
No!
External monitor for iPadOS would mean that if they do what you're saying is like a redesign, maybe that grid view, the list view that 9to5 Mac was reporting on, I think another huge exciting announcement could be Final Cut or Logic or Xcode to the iPad. Worldwide, that would be so huge if they did that. And I've committed myself on Twitter. I've said if they launch Final Cut Pro for iPadOS, I will edit at least 5 videos off the iPad.
We'll hold you
with
that
Final Cut.
Because
and if
that sounds
they
terrible.
Don't, I'll do... It does sound, honestly, not that different. Because what have I always said is the reason an iPad can't replace my desktop?
Because it doesn't have enough RAM!
It doesn't have keyboard and mouse? The side-scrolling thing and the shortcuts and commands and stuff. So if they finally added that, I'd be like, well, let's give this a shot. Let's give it a try. It may not be iMac Pro fast.
I mean,
fast,
you can't break it more, so you might as well. You can't make it worse. And 5 videos is, I think, fair. 5 videos of 4K at 60. As long as you got the 64 gigs opened up for you on that, then... Yeah, go for it. Make sure you don't run, because I know how much. Oh, to be fair, you've adjusted your camera now, but I remember how much gigs it took. But
they may not be long videos, but I'll do at least 5.
There you go. Hey guys, it works.
Oh man, if they can do external monitor, because right now when you plug into a monitor on the iPad, it's like screen mirroring.
Yeah,
and it's like 4x3. Yeah. And if they would just support like the full 16x9 4K output alongside the keyboard and mouse stuff, that could literally make a MacBook purchase not necessary for me.
So they're almost the same
about
price.
MacBooks.
I was looking at this. They're like a fully spec 512, which isn't even the highest spec, 512 iPad Pro 12.9 inch with the nice new keyboard with an Apple Pencil and Apple Care and all that. It's going to run you like over $2,000. And
you don't need the pencil.
I don't need the pencil, but I was just comparing. Like, okay, if you wanted to get like a really good iPad Pro setup with this new thing, what kind of
MacBook
could you get instead?
I'd say go certified refurbished.
Well, if you wanted the new one, you have to get the new one. You can't get certified.
You don't have to. You can get the 2018 certified refurbished.
No, I'm not talking. No, I'm not talking about that cheap. Counts. I'm not talking only about cheap things, LiDAR. Drew. I'm talking about, like, if you want to go into an Apple store, which are closed now, but if you want to go into an Apple store and say, I want the best iPad Pro laptop and replacement experience, it's going to run you $2,000 at least.
Yeah, but if you ask, if you go to an Apple store and ask for the best desktop experience, they're going to recommend the Mac Pro and Pro Display. That doesn't make it a good deal.
No one there recommends the Mac Pro. They'll recommend the
Mac Pro. Well, no one's there at all. So as long as we're on the store, might as well scroll down to certified refurbished, get the $700 iPad Pro 13-inch, and then you have just a little over $1,000 with the keyboard case.
Why would you want the old one?
Because it's exactly the same from the front. The only difference is LiDAR chip.
Okay, but the camera thing won't match in the back. The hole and the camera are not. That would
no. You're getting the keyboard case.
No, I don't care. That keyboard case is hole is the square. Having a small
Nick,
little
you're saying
circle,
it has to be this bad way, and I'm just like, no. Here's a good way.
Yes, it has to be the
like,
bad
no,
way.
No, it can't be the good way.
It has to be the bad way, Drew. That's how this works.
The more I'm thinking about how excited I am for the changes, the more I'm realizing I don't think I need to keep the 2020 iPad Pro because none of the features just with that iPad are going to be noticeable to me. It's a compromised ultra-wide. Did you guys notice that?
Oh my gosh, that was the first thing I noticed. 10 megapixels? Come on, Apple! All I wanted was the simple iPhone 11 Pro camera setup, the triple camera setup, zoom, wide, ultra wide. That's all I wanted on the back, is just a backup camera option for when I wanted to use my phone in a video and still record a video, not with an ultra wide or a wide cam. But they don't have the zoom.
Such a narrow.
It's just
such a rare occurrence.
I know, but we were running out of things for the iPad to do, and literally the only three things that I wanted the iPad to do, two are kind of bundled, but the only three things that I wanted the new iPad to do, they didn't do. I wanted the iPhone 11 Pro camera setup, and I wanted a thicker body with a bigger battery. That's all I wanted. It's still 5.9 millimeters. Battery still says 10 hours or 12 hours or whatever it says.
Because most people don't bend theirs.
Shut up, Drew.
That's a you problem.
Shut up, Drew.
Got him.
You notice how there were a ton of complaints about that when it came out in 2018 and then they all kind of went away?
I'm still complaining about it. 2019. I will complain. Have you not heard enough complaints? Let's take the rest of this show. I'll complain about it. So the iPad Pro.
Before you continue, I will say that the only thing that I would have liked really is if they put the 4K compatible, sensor, so a 12 megapixel front facing.
That would be nice too.
That would have been
solid.
About
the back. Because I think about what Nick says, like I could use my iPad that way then for B-roll or something else. I would even use it just to as a primary if I'm going to stream. Who knows? But point is, I can use it, talk to it, adjust it so that way it's not just at this angle that we're all used to, where you guys can see my under neck and I can actually like adjust it.
That was the first thing when I saw that keyboard case. I was like, oh, that'll make FaceTime way easier.
So now you guys not to wonder what upper half of the shirt. I can see half of a Talos of T. You see half of Batcat and then whatever Drew's. Oh, Twitch. So.
Oh my Discord. God, you boomer.
That
it's
is Discord.
Discord
dude.
I don't have Come a on. Twitch shirt.
That is Discord.
He said you boomers. Is it Discord? I don't know. As you can see,
Which
I'm not
that?
On.
Which are What's you shirt?
Okay, go on to the YouTubes.
Go on to the YouTubes. Facts, I think it's just amazing that we bought these iPads. I think we all bought these iPads in 2018.
Yep.
And it's almost, we're coming up on 2 years later, and we're going to completely redesign, and it's going to feel like a brand new product from this accessory, which is how I justify the higher price point, because I've seen so many people critiquing the price and how high it is. But my point is, there's never been a tablet accessory that enables as much as this one does. There's never been like a Surface keyboard or a Pixel keyboard that allowed it to float off the ground, double the I/O, yes, from 1 to 2, and allowed trackpad support to be built in natively. And I'm sure because it's Apple, it's going to be really light. It's going to be super thin. The keys are going to feel natural and everything. But after Apple dropped a $1,000 display stand and a $60,000 computer, I don't understand why anyone is shocked or surprised by a $300 to $350 keyboard case.
Not at all.
Like,
I was expecting that much.
Maybe because you talked to me and I told everybody.
Oh, okay.
Hey, if so they had a trackpad.
So you're telling me that's that the be reason 300. Why I thought of something is because you thought ahead and you told me? Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Not enough people watched. my point is everyone was like, oh, they'll make a keyboard cover and it'll be, oh, maybe the same. It's like, it's just a keyboard. That's what they've been doing for years. Just a keyboard attachment. No ports, no floating, no trackpad.
No backlight.
For $200. That's $200. You think they're going to add all that for an extra $20 or something? Like, no.
Here's what I thought. Hang on. The reason why if we got what we got now, I didn't think it was going to be that much. However, actual now, like, tactile keys, backlit. Mm-hmm.
Backlit, that's the other thing. Yeah.
A whole new array. The whole thing is redesigned. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I understand. If it would have been the same mushy mesh design, I'd be like, add another 50 to 100 tops. But no, they give you a
5200
on top of the current price of what it would have been. So no backlit, no doubling the IO, no nothing, and maybe the new cursor. So here in my mind, I thought, okay, we might get a cursor. I don't know if we would, but if we didn't, at least I know what I felt in my gut, in my heart, we were going to get adjustable, right, multiple angles for iPad that you could adjust it to. That much to me was like, all right, that's a given. So outside of that, I didn't think we were going to get a whole new array of keys, a right. whole new trackpad, a whole mm-hmm. new cover, an actual hard cover. So it's going to keep – now it can't be – bendy as it is now, it has to be hard because of all the electrical that's going underneath, all the wiring.
Well, they've added this whole hinge on the side there that the right. port sits in.
Yeah.
That wasn't there before at all. So,
I want to shift gears here because the other thing that they announced was the MacBook Air. And okay. I am strongly considering buying a MacBook Air.
No.
Really?
You do not. Want
okay.
That. You do not.
What about it interests you?
I'll tell you one reason why I haven't put the pre-order in right now, and that's Mrs. Vasquez. She told me no. She said, in our current state, let's just wait. Let me wait until, you know.
Given the circumstances, yeah, I would recommend anybody waiting on anything at all.
I know, but I was just like, I need it. She goes, no, you don't need it. Wait. And they're like, okay, fine. But if I wait too long, it might become dated. But
I like the changes they made with the MacBook Air. It's finally got a quad core, which has never been a thing. They've doubled the storage option, which makes the 13-inch MacBook Pro look like a joke.
It is a joke.
I find hilarious.
So this is the argument I've been having with people. The only reason I'm even bringing them now is yesterday somebody at work, surprisingly, two people were at work. That's weird.
Whoa.
I know. That was weird. Whoa. How weird, but some other person I finally saw, he comes up to me and he's like, hey man, I'm thinking about, you know.
Did you stay 6 feet away, Randy? You guys have to stay 6 feet away.
Put some distance.
Yeah. So he was like, MacBook Air or MacBook Pro? And I was like, MacBook Air. Well, I asked him, I was like, what size do you want, the 13 or the 16? He's like, oh, 13. 16's too big. I was like, MacBook Air. All the way. And I told him, mm-hmm. so it's something I'm going to present to you guys and tell me if my logic sounds sound. I just configured right now my configuration of the MacBook Air I would do. I would get the i7, all right, the quad-core i7, because I know that – all right. Yeah, follow along at home, ladies and gentlemen, kids. Follow along. So processor, the 1.2 quad-core 10th gen i7, all right? So that's an additional 250. Fine.
So you're maxing out the CPU is what I'm hearing?
I'm maxing out the CPU. I'm maxing out the memory, given that logic.
That's a large amount of turbo boost. Can we just mention?
Yeah.
1.2 gigahertz, turbo boost to 3.8.
Well, that's right. All thermally dependent, though, and you're never really going to get that for more than a few seconds.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's funny. Well, okay, so let's say for the sake of consistency, let's max out everything. 2 terabyte okay. SSD, all right?
Okay.
So, all right, now what we're looking at, a total price for me is
$2,249.
$2,250. All right, now let's
factor
go
in
over
the 3% cash back. And, you know.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't even do that part. I left that part alone.
Well, and he didn't add taxes, so there, boosh.
No,
so
I was just trying to tick off Nick.
Okay, yeah, that worked. Good job, Drew. Congrats. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Yeah. All right, now let's go. And what I did is I grabbed the lowest end one. So now you go to MacBook Pro and you get the 1.4 $1,300 one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you select it, same thing. Let's give it the i7. Let's give it 16 gigs of RAM, and let's give it 2 terabytes. You're looking at an additional $250. No, sorry. Yeah, $250. Wait, when I say it was $2,450, right? $2,450. So this is $350. Additional $350 pre-tax that you get add on to it. It's $350 worth a little bit better speakers because the bass is, they're saying, is better on the Mac. And it's $350 worth.
The speakers. The biggest. Audio file
here. So. And then my second question is it worth that color gamut that you don't use because you're not a professional photo editor? That's the only time you need that type of precision. Because let me tell you, when I edit YouTube videos, I'm basically just enhancing the saturation a little bit or the contrast just a little bit. And
that's
about
all anyone
it.
Anyone notices.
And even then, it's just, is it bright? I care more about brightness than I care about color accuracy because I'm going to put a filter anyway.
Okay.
It's $350 worth the touch bar. So touch bar, color gamut that you you're not using.
Touch bar,
God, yes.
All the way.
And a little bit bigger speakers. To me, $350, no. Save money where you can. Now MacBook Air is lighter. It's more up to date. It's modern if you were to buy right now. Did I say lighter? I said smaller. Smaller at one size. The other side's a little bit bigger than MacBook Pro.
It's lighter. It's more.
But overall, and the battery is better by 1 hour. I looked it up.
You won't notice a difference.
You won't notice it, but still.
The same.
Yeah. If we're just putting things on paper, 3% cash back, Drew. You and I can get 3% back.
That is true.
Plus student discount if you're a student. You get
plus
another
government discount
off.
If you work for the government, then you can get 10%.
$100 off. It's not even. I really am now looking at getting.
So you do not need a MacBook
Air. Let me just
Air,
say this,
Randy. Sorry, go ahead, Drew. You're king apple sheep. Tell
no
Randy
one
why
should
he doesn't
buy. I think you've topped the king when it comes to apple sheepness, but we'll come back to that later.
Ooh.
When it comes to MacBooks, absolutely no one should buy the 13-inch MacBook Pro right now. No
Agreed.
One.
I think
for
we
no
can agree.
Circumstances.
We can agree on that.
Anybody who's in that market should look at the Air first.
Or wait for
And if the Air doesn't suit their needs, go with the 16-inch MacBook Pro.
Or just wait for the 14-inch, guys. Come on, it has to be coming soon.
Exactly, wait. Obviously, wait for the 14-inch. So, Apple was complete BSing everybody when they said that they wanted to keep pursuing both butterfly keys and Magic Keyboard. Now that they've brought the Magic Keyboard to their thinnest MacBook, the butterfly keys on the 13-inch MacBook Pro, they have no reason to be there. The only reason they're not is because Apple hasn't gotten around to updating that one yet.
Okay.
They absolutely are going to ditch Butterfly across the lineup. We know that for sure now. So anyone buying that 13-inch MacBook Pro is instantly getting dated hardware. I know they fixed the issues with the Butterfly keyboard, but they've seen the praise and they've seen the happiness everyone had when the 16-inch MacBook Pro got the Magic Keyboard. So they're like, okay, we're just going to do that now. So no one get the 13-inch at all. Randy, the only thing I would suggest you avoid, or not avoid, but just be aware of when going with the MacBook Air, is if you do max it out at those higher price points, you're getting really, really close to 16-inch MacBook Pro prices, especially with the number of sales they've had and the fact that they have certified refurbished 16-inch MacBook Pros now that are significantly below $2,400. I see one on Amazon like every other day that's like $2,100. So that gives you four Thunderbolt 3 ports, and my biggest issue with the MacBook Air is, you get a GPU out of it too. Sorry. MacBook Air, no GPU. Extreme thermal limitations, and my biggest thing, USB-C only on one side.
Yeah,
that annoys the crap out of me. I've used MacBooks that only have it on one side, and especially with no MagSafe, it's very inconvenient to only charge from one side. So, unlike the iPad Pro, which has USB-C on both sides, soon, but that would be cool. So, I say at that price point, I know you probably care about portability and minimalism, and the 16-inch doesn't support that, given it's the largest portable display Apple sells. Yeah. So I'm into that MacBook, though. I bought it, and I really enjoyed it. It worked great as like a, I can put this on my desk and still have plenty of screen real estate to work with. And you have your iPad Pro, so you could do sidecar with that and dual monitor everything up. So having extra USB-C ports would be a big help. And yeah, for your uses, the MacBook Air would probably be fine, but that's the reason I would...
Why would I need a graphics card? Just
to have one.
Putting it on the record.
To have one.
To have one.
Yes.
So I would want to need a Tesla,
proofing, Randy, basically.
To have one.
Ooh, because of full self-driving.
No. Oh, okay.
because I hate driving in San Diego traffic.
You do video stuff, though. You do video stuff.
I do video stuff. It would help in Final Cut performance.
Yeah, it would make. I guarantee you, the base 16-inch MacBook Pro will perform much better than a maxed out MacBook Air.
Looking
just
at
for the fact that it has a GPU alone.
The GPU.
And you're getting a hexa core, I think, with the MacBook Pro, not a quad core.
It shows.
Yeah, the base model is a six core, 2.6
yep.
gigahertz.
Yeah, so this is me trying to configure to the MacBook Air. So I'm not going to upgrade the processor. I'm leaving the base memory at 16.
Yeah, just go base everything MacBook Pro.
Base, but we'll go to. No. I'm going to do 2 terabytes because that's what I was comparing it to with. The Air. So outside of that, $3,000. Ah.
Look for refurbished though.
Okay, because
these things are on sale heavily.
Where is the refurbished cat? Is at the very bottom, right? The base?
You have to. I don't know if it's Google it.
Just ask it's hard Siri. To find on the website. It's on the app more regularly. But let me look.
Okay.
So
while he's looking, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you just go with the base model, which has 512 gigs, that's a certified refurbished $2,040.
Oh, I would not do the base storage. Oh no! Okay. I had that with the iMac, and I contemplate, you know, jumping off of a building every time I hate working on this thing. It's so limited. Okay, I hate it. Pulling out my hair every
week,
time
Randy,
I boot up.
Randy texts me after I finish editing. He's like, "Are you done with the audio? Can I delete this project in Logic?" And I'm like,
"Yes,
dude. It's only a few hundred megabytes." And Randy's like, "I need every megabyte."
So $2,379, you can get a terabyte with an 8-core i9. I don't see any certified refurbished at this point with 2 terabytes, but I'm sure there will be later. I'm just saying it would be under $3,000 for sure.
So Randy, are you
probably
sold on needing a MacBook, a portable? Would you consider a desktop, an iMac, a Mac Mini?
No, because I'm not getting rid of my iMac, and right now I can tell you the iMac's running well with Catalina. So I made the switch, and oh my god, there's only one thing I was having an issue with, but I fixed it. Every time I open up Logic, one of my old plugins was no longer compatible, so it felt the need to let me know, hey, this ain't gonna work, and it just hogged up my time. But the iMac is running actually really, really well now with Catalina. I've had it for, since a week now, and I have not been prompted with all these, you know, hey, update this, da-da-da. Everything seems to be running just fine. I kept it pretty naked anyway with applications on there anyway. So I thought like Minecraft was going to be affected or something like that. No, everything's pretty good.
As long as Minecraft's okay.
That's all that matters. So exactly. Getting a MacBook is the priority over, I'm not trying to update the iMac. iMac is still running fine. And the iMac's functionality of me recording anything, maybe audio based, would still be done here. I would even say maybe some videoing, but I would be using the MacBook, whichever version I get, to mm-hmm. be doing more of like what we're doing right now with FaceTime. It's more
the
that
iPad
I can.
Will be better.
Well, I know. What I'm trying to say is I am chained to my desk and I need to get away from here every now and then, and I can't. So obligations,
especially right now. Yeah.
Like right
what
now,
you
right
need
now
I, is a new iPad with the smart the magic keyboard and sidecar, and then you can.
Well, I'm not going to get a new worried iPad.
No, I mean the keyboard case though.
Yeah, just the,
are you worried about redundancy having a MacBook and an iPad? Both of which are 13 inches, both
no,
have a keyboard and trackpad.
This is my next topic. We need to figure out a good segue to come
No,
back
I'm not I'm okay. not worried because I use them fundamentally different. I use the iPad for everything as a consumer. The MacBook would be my workhorse.
So it's like an essential thing.
What's an essential? What do you mean?
Essentialism.
Oh, Randy's actually an essentialist, not a minimalist. This is mind blown territory.
Because the MacBook would eventually phase out the iMac.
Okay.
Because it's newer. The iMac will stop getting updates at some point. And
what year is your iMac? 2014?
2015. Okay. Wow. So this is me.
Not only are you
a
boomer, your computer's a boomer.
I bought, this was my very first iMac. This is my very first all-in-one. This is my very first desktop. I've never owned a desktop. This is my very everything. And I love many things about it. With that said,
and we're supposed to get iMac updates soon, so
I know, but I know
I'm
that
not
I don't
in the
I'm not
either.
I'm not in the market. Yeah, I was even looking at iMac Pro and I was like, you know, $5,000 is no.
That's my thing, Randy. You can't have my thing.
That's what I said about the Tesla.
You can have that color.
You can
Tesla.
Have your iMac Pro. I have my Tesla. And Nick, you can have your wishy-washy
Cybertruck.
Going back and forth.
Cybertruck. Wrong podcast.
You will eventually.
So,
but Randy, I would be willing to trade at a moment's notice, just for the record.
I know. and just knowing that I have that much love is enough for me.
love.
That's all
yeah,
I
let's
need.
Call it love.
We'll call it love for my products.
All you need is love. Love.
So
love
I'm not. I will always have iPad OS, and I would always have Mac OS. And so mm-hmm. I use them for very different things. If I can record. I told you my scenario about when I would use the iPad exclusively is if I could do the podcast and we can do this talking at the same time and nothing lags and there's no, and I can see everything in live time. If it gives me that type of split screen, mm-hmm. Then the argument of having a Mac would be less and less. Currently, as it is, that's not the case. So I mm-hmm. do require this is a necessity. I need a Mac for right now, now. Mm-hmm. So the MacBook is phasing out the iMac when the time comes, and the
iMac. So the MacBook's like a iMac that's slightly more portable,
and possibly more powerful.
Maybe I think definitely if you go with the 16-inch MacBook Pro. If you go with the MacBook Air, there are a whole can of worms when it comes to thermal limitations.
I know
I think you could run into
now. My thing that I've been trying to resolve for myself since I've been sitting about this MacBook Air thing is how mm-hmm. often do I push my iPad? I mean my iMac to the point where it's like it's I hear the fans and stuff going off. I only get that when I'm exporting a large file, mm-hmm. not audio, video, or if I'm transferring something from one of my external hard drives to or from the iMac.
But your iMac has a GPU, right?
Let me see. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure all the 27-inch iMacs
have it does.
One.
Yeah.
It may not be a very good one anymore, but the point is it still has one, and you'd be going from no IE GPU to no GPU, and you would hear those fans on the MacBook Air. They would go full on airline mode and take off every time you hit export or transfer files.
Well,
and stuff,
with AirPods Pro noise canceling, I won't have to worry about that.
That's true. That's true. You could switch to those.
I'm not gonna lie. Regular, I see all gentlemen. We're all wearing our regular AirPods right now, yes. Gents. This is way more comfortable.
I do have my Pro AirPods sitting right here, but they hurt
mine
my
too.
Ears, so, I'm
but
not the, right
these
now.
Are way more comfortable.
Tell me about it. I've been telling people this.
They are. Yeah,
there's
it's true.
There's something with the. I don't know. No suction. I don't know what it is. It just fits, and I haven't really felt them. Not once have I tried to go like this to keep them in, and I tried to do that with the AirPods Pro. So.
So do you still like them? You're still keeping them?
I don't know yet, but I will tell you this week I'm more of a fan of the regular AirPods. But
oh, you went back.
I went back
well,
too.
No,
it's shoot. Not comfortable. I don't like the new ones.
Was, but the thing is, if you can give me on this type of design where it just fits in the ear and it doesn't adjust or anything like that, and you give me the active noise canceling, then
yeah. Is that possible? Because they don't have the seal. Their normal pass through. The only thing they could do is the counteracting.
I mean, it was possible for over ears, and those aren't.
Well, they have a seal though.
We're talking about Apple.
They're not
necessarily they can figure it out.
But you could take off the Bose and go like this, and the active noise is still going. I'm sure it is possible, but. I understand why they require the little suction cup for it right there, but if I could just have this give me transparency and ACN or ANC.
Transparency would just be normal. That's what it is by default. You can hear everything through these things. They don't block out any noise.
Did you ever use the AirPods to like snoop on people when you have that ear
never,
function?
Never, ever no. would I have
you weirdo
ever done that.
Yeah, you Did weirdo. You? Well, I mean, not passively going like I would try it out. I'd go like, hey, I keep my phone downstairs in the kitchen and you know, my wife's doing something and I'm going, I want to try something real quick. And I'll walk upstairs. And so then I'll be like, oh yeah, I can hear that. And so, I mean, I've tried it. Weird. I've played around with it. No, I put the phone by the bathroom so I can hear people's bowel movements.
Great. Wonderful.
Wonderful. No.
Have you considered the fact that for a lot of people, this new iPad and keyboard combo is going to be the best Apple laptop you can buy?
Yeah.
Because you're getting Face ID, really good front-facing camera, ProMotion, which no Mac has, let alone a MacBook, decent speakers. I mean, the MacBooks are probably a little bit better, but they're decent, and it's a 13-inch, which is a popular size.
People so like, powerful.
Very powerful with the ARM CPU. So now the only limitation is software that's keeping people from switching to it now that we've got the input methods down.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you think that will affect the MacBook line?
MacBook's kind of been on borrowed time for a long time. That's why Apple didn't, you know, maybe not the MacBook. For sure the desktop, you know, Mac Mini, iMac, Mac Pro has been on borrowed time for a long time. Probably since that 2013 MacBook, Mac Pro was the was the last time the desktop computing industry had, like, its last hurrah. Maybe the iMac, the new Mac Pro is, but it's they're on borrowed time. They're really only producers' devices for content creators, for people who want to make stuff. Anyone who wants to consume anything, the most powerful thing that any regular person, I'd say regular person would be 98% of people out there, the maximum they'd need is a 13-inch or 16-inch MacBook Pro. Like, that's the most maximum that they'd need.
It's getting to that point. I don't need a Mac Pro.
Unfortunately, I need to run Windows and stuff for work, so I'm using a MacBook Pro. So I'm probably never going to, move to the iPad full-time again, unless, you know, I get a job that lets me work on the iPad, which maybe will happen.
Until you can boot camp Windows on iPad.
I know. Until you can do that. That's the saddest part
of
my day.
It is touch.
It is touch, so maybe it would be pretty good at it. Who knows?
Yeah.
There is a ARM version of Windows 10, so maybe
they
have brought up Microsoft on stage before. Maybe they'll do that again.
Get Bill Gates in like 80 feet above Tim Cook.
That's the one more thing.
That was the iPad Pro event in 2015, I think.
Yeah,
Phil Schiller was on stage. They were like, to showcase the power of the new iPad, we brought the masters of productivity, Microsoft. Everyone in the audience is like, what? Wait. You can do that?
Hi, Steve. Yeah, we were looking at doing the MacBook Air to compatible.
Right.
Really excited to work with Apple on this and giving them a million-dollar investment.
So
Bill
Randy
rolls up in the Taycan.
Randy, Nick. Nick. Did we decide what we're going to get you? Are you getting a MacBook Air, or did Drew convince you to a MacBook Pro? Because we need to settle this once and for all on the show. It's going to be set in stone. What's the verdict here?
Neither, because Mrs. Vasquez said no.
Oh, okay. Well, that was the
for now. For now.
For now, nothing. Wait till now, nothing. Safer times.
I would say probably, though, to answer, if you were asking me today right now, it would still be MacBook Air because there is not a refurbished MacBook Pro. 16. Sorry. I've flinched at that. The configuration, I do need 2 terabytes because before they announced, I was actually shopping for an external 2 terabyte SSD. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm going to have to make this investment then because I am so out of storage on everything that I need that.
I'm there too now. I need more storage. I feel that.
Yeah. It's stupid. But anyway, so I ultimately, I care about mobility, which is why I take my iPad everywhere. So check. I'm really good on mobility. I got the powerhouse iMac with everything that I got to do. Check, done. So now at this point, it comes to if I'm getting a laptop, an actual laptop, where is it going to serve its function for me? On the go, when I need to. What if, in many situations, and I'm going to give you an extreme, but then I'm going to give you also realistic. The extreme is like, what if I'm hanging out with you guys in person and we could do a podcast. I got this set up right here. Nick has this little to-go bag that he can record anywhere, and it's convenient. It's convenient, and it can't. And in this case, now that we get paid for it, it is a job, and so I take it more. My priorities are a little bit more different about being ready. So I'm not going to pretend that that's not a factor. That's something that I take serious enough. That's like, hey, we could plug and go wherever we go. I'm on travel a lot, and I hate our time restrictions. For me, I still am government. So I'm essential. So
we knew that already. We didn't have to ask the government if you were essential. We knew you were essential, Randy.
I hate that I have to sometimes be beholden to. We can only record a podcast if I'm home and I have to get to this office and I need this exact same setup right now. And 90% of the time it works. That 10% has crossed my path enough times with you guys where I'm like, I can't do it on this day. And that affects me. And then it bothers me because it's a matter of I can go anywhere, set up shop and go boom. Because I could bring the rest of the stuff just fine. It's light. It's portable. It's good. So everything's fine with that. And ultimately, if I can move things around and break it down and it's more portable because I am rearranging, especially now that you guys aren't coming anymore, So I can actually myself to sleep.
For those who didn't know, we should preface that we were going to do an in-person meetup around this time next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But those plans were all changed because of the situation, obviously. And now we don't know when we get to see. We're coming up on 1 year since we've seen each other in person, so guys.
Sad. And I'm upset. It was
March 28th, 2019.
Ah.
Or no, you left on 31st. So March 31st
stupid
was the last
coronavirus.
Time. And you had a Tesla with you and you didn't own one yet.
Mm-hmm.
Lots changed.
In just 12 months, it's crazy. So I kept this bed out here for one of you guys or whatever. So that way I'd just be accommodating so I could finish moving this stuff around, moving into our other room. So I'm just going to finish up my redesigning of my office space here. And part of it is I'm getting a brand new setup, and I want part of that setup to be as much desk space as possible so I can put my keyboard and everything else, music keyboard, not typing keyboard. And this is where I need – if I can dock the Mac or the MacBook, I'm sorry, and I could put it like underneath and then I have an external monitor, then it's going to be more convenient for me to just move certain things like that. So
like
my knees
Pro
are
Display XDR.
I was
going to
say you need that
16-inch
MacBook Pro so you can get the Pro Display XDR. That's
no, MacBook Air supports Pro Display.
No way. It does?
No. It does.
That was one of the big changes with the new one.
Yeah.
Is it now supports
No way.
What?
To are
whoever,
you sold?
No way. I do not believe that.
Air.
Oh my God.
Are you sold yet, Ann Sweeney?
MKBHD because he brought that up in his video on it. It's like the MacBook Air now supports Pro Display, which it didn't before.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
Boom.
Randy, you have to be the one guy, the one person who has that.
I'm going to borrow Greg's keyboard stand and or a monitor stand and I'll send it back to him. So anyway, needs are kind of slowly changing. I'm at the point where I can still make it work. But I like the idea of being more accessible on the go, and I can do things like that. And until that day happens, I mean, everything is still status quo for us. And I think, like, overall, like, for like the show, for example, the end product's not going to change.
No.
It's just execution's changing. And I want it more not mainstream, but streamlined. That's ultimately what I need. I need a more streamlined process. And, like, right now, Drew, you're recording not in your office. Mm-hmm. And
did I mention that on this podcast?
No, I'm not on air.
So if the audio sounds weird, people, I apologize. But thankfully and finally, my wife's company that she works for is letting her work remotely. So we're both working at home now. And because I laugh and talk a lot during these podcasts, I decided to give her the office while we recorded. So I'm doing all this off the iPad, though. I am recording to my Zoom microphone, just like I do every time, but it is being powered by the iPad, thanks to the Quack Quack. I am charging the iPad simultaneously.
At 5 watts, though.
And it went up. Look at that.
Oh!
That's through one port.
Oh,
so
my.
Sweet. But it would be nice if I could plug in from both sides. But yeah, I'm using the normal microphone, just, you know. Powered from the iPad, and I'm just on the kitchen table.
Two more months, Drew. Fine. Just give it 2 more months, and you can do either side.
So
I know. I'm annoyed that it's not coming out till May.
Why did they do that?
I want it now.
I think it's because of our pandemic. I think that's why.
What pandemic? What's happening? I haven't heard. I haven't received 30 emails from every possible company. Like,
oh, my God.
I love Over. You know, they have a great app, but why do they need to send me an email about what they're doing? Like, you make a photo editing app. They don't have a single location. And they're like, here's what we're doing about COVID. I'm like, no, you don't need to. There's no need. It's like me sending out an email to all my fans. Be like, so this week, the Talos of Tech podcast will be recorded remotely from home.
We thought a lot about this.
Reasons. We thought we really just decided this was the best thing for us as a community. Now, yes, we haven't met up in about a year, but this episode is gonna make sure we stay remote. Whatever. Oh well. We'll wait till all this to fall apart. I'll bring you the soundproofing tiles because I have too many.
And this gives me time to.
You're
going to
need them by the time
not.
We see each other. You're going to be in, like, your huge studio. It's like, you're going to be like, okay. because we're not going to see each other for like 18 months or something. That's how long this quarantine is going to last.
Big studio. Oh, you're saying away you said that.
Drew's going to be in the huge studio. He's going to need them. I was like, my studio isn't changing. I'm streamlining.
Mine isn't either.
Yeah.
Don't expect any changes, but
yet
it's sad we can't meet up.
Very.
Hey. Yeah. So I'll tell you that with everything else that's being canceled this year for me, I think that this is the most flexible about us like rescheduling. So.
It was kind of the saddest though, because I was really looking forward to this trip. Like, me too. Ever since like last year, I was like looking forward to this year.
And I've been purposely saving the smell of the AirPods Pro so Drew can smell what the strawberry smells like, because he doesn't believe
intentionally
me.
Intentionally smelling.
I've been saving it.
Haven't gone this long without seeing each other for a while because we met in August of 2018 for the first time, and then Randy came up for my wedding in November.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And then we met up again when you guys drove up in March of 2019.
And between that, though, so, Randy and I met up in San Diego without you.
And oh, so it's just me.
Yeah. I haven't seen you very much, Drew. That's what I'm sad about. Like, I haven't seen Drew very much.
Drew goes, oh, it's just me. No. Statistically, I have been many, many, many hours with Nick, whether we're driving to you or I'm getting things delivered to me or we just had time to kill. We had a 6-hour wait at the mall for Apple. Oh my!
Well, I try to live in the future because I consider myself a futurist. So ironically, I've been living in quarantine for over a year now.
And what are your thoughts?
So that's how in the future I've been. I was prepping.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Drew
here. I've been in quarantine for the last 3 months. Let's talk about like that's his Marquez flex.
Exactly. Yeah.
Welcome, noob.
Oh, it's not that bad though. It's really nice having Louise work from home. So now we spend more time together, and we don't have to spend all this money on stupid gas. So now I'm thinking about selling our only car.
Oh, no.
Let's just get rid of that one. Like, we don't drive gas cars. Oh, so you drive electric? Well, no, but
we don't drive.
We don't drive.
So you live in Holland? No.
You know what's better for the environment, Randy? No car. How about that?
This is true. Good job. This is quickly descending into Tesla talk.
I'm pretty sure you have more batteries in your office than I have ever had in my life. And you're going to tell me what's better for the environment?
Ooh.
All your lithium batteries?
I guarantee you have more in your garage than I do, though.
You're absolutely right. My battery could power a house.
Yeah, very easily it could. Anyway, back to Apple.
So, I have one last thing I want to ask you guys about.
Okay. Right.
We've helped Randy decide what he's getting. I need to decide what I'm doing. This iPad Pro. So my current iPad Pro, 2018 iPad Pro. It's fine.
We're all twinsies.
Like I'm using it now. We've agreed it's a good iPad, but mine's slightly bent in two different axes. It's kind of scuffed up, and it only has 64 gigs, and the keyboard case is falling apart. And so I kind of had promised myself that I was going to get this new iPad refresh, just because my old ones, I've had it for 18 months, and that's the longest I've honestly ever had an Apple product in a long time. This is a long time. I don't know, I was very proud of myself making 18 months. Anyway, but now we got those rumors about
that's
the new
technicality.
iPads coming in the fall.
You're cheating, that's a technicality. Okay. 18 months because you couldn't get anything newer.
What do you mean?
You say, oh, look how long I've had this because 18 months.
I know.
Technicality, it's still the latest.
I know it's still the latest. It's
right now, to this second, this is still the latest iPad.
Fine, but anyway, so I've had it for a while, and I'm looking for something new. But we're talking about, I was reading articles, and there's something coming at some point, you know, at the end
Something's
of the year,
brewing.
In the fall.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, the iPad Pro that I was promising myself that I was going to get is between $1,500 and $2,000, depending on which configuration I get, and this stupid $350 keyboard that I want, which I, you know, and AppleCare and all that fun stuff. So anyway, I'm like, do I drop $15,000 now? It's not $15,000, $1,500, my God.
Yes, $15,000.
There is a slight difference.
That is the correct answer.
There is a slight difference there. Do I drop $1,500 to $2,000 now and get an iPad Pro that might be outdated in 6 months with some cool QLED? Because my idea is to keep this next iPad for another 18 months or 2 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Do I wait? Do I hold on to this one?
Okay.
I don't know. What do you think?
Do you want an answer as a friend or as a Talos of Tech podcast host?
Oh, well, you're my friend, so please give me the friend answer. And Randy, you can just give me the tech podcast answer.
As a friend, I would tell you to find a certified refurbished 2018 iPad Pro with a decent amount of storage because that's significantly cheaper. And I know you don't care about the dual camera. You don't care about LiDAR. And honestly, I don't care much about them either. I'm kind of curious to try them. I want to do a few AR demos with it and see if it's noticeably different from a 2018 iPad Pro. My guess is it's going to be pretty dang close. But they have a lot, and I mean a lot, of refurbished 2018 iPad Pros, at least when I was looking last. And I bet some of them are well into the... Yeah, I'm looking at one that's 12.9-inch, 256 gig, $830. That's quite a bit cheaper than...
Does it have LTE? I need LTE. There's only one large-capacity LTE one from when I was looking, and it was like, I don't know, $1,200
Well, either way.
Anyway.
Whether it's available now or not, there will be sales for the 2018 iPad.
Agreed.
Will be significantly cheaper. As a friend, I would tell you to get the 2018 one because I don't think the 2020 upgrades are going to be worth it for you unless you're an ultra-wide fanatic. But
well, here's the thing.
Wi-Fi 6, ultra-wideband chip, 6 gigs of RAM now on all the new 2020 iPads. None of those, I think, are going to be worth it to people.
Here's the thing, though. I'm not going to get the new keyboard if I don't get a new iPad because it bugs me that the cameras will not line up. I know for a fact.
Why? You're not going to see it.
That is sad. I look at the back of my iPad more often than you think. The past few days I've been counting the number of times I see the back of my iPad. And I'm like, that would... Because like you see those people with like iPhone 6s.
You are the only thing that understands me.
That's an expensive preference. Let's just say it that way.
You see those people with like an iPhone 6 Plus and they have an iPhone 7 Plus case on it and like the camera hole and the camera are like drastically out of proportion. Like that's what it's going to feel like.
Yeah, my wife has that.
Oh, she does?
Every day.
Oh, that's so sad. Yeah. I'm sorry,
and it's
Louise.
Perfectly fine.
Louise, you sorry.
Hey, Nick, where are you going where people are going to care what you have?
Right now, I don't care what other people think. I care what I think.
Where are you going that people are even going to notice it? Exactly.
Well, first off, I'm not going anywhere.
You need to check your privilege, sir.
I haven't left.
I'm just saying, you are paying $300 extra for a small piece of silicon.
Yep. Agreed.
Just a little bit more cover.
Which is why I don't think I need to buy one right now. This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I'm just going to use this iPad, as dented and bent as it is, until September or October or whenever, and then just get the new mini LED one. And that's when I'll go all out.
I don't think that'll be this year, personally.
Really? Okay. Well, then.
I think we also thought this triple camera iPad or the LiDAR iPad was coming end of 2019, and that got pushed back. So my guess is, for the sake of Apple not wanting to devalue their products too quickly, they may do a small refresh at the end of this year, but it won't be mini LED. I think it'll be a 5G and A14X chip, and that'll be it.
Well, that would be nice, because A12Z is stupid.
You're stupid. You it's just a naming it. Thing.
It's all brand.
What is the reason why they didn't call it A13X? Why?
It doesn't matter. The thing is, it doesn't matter.
So
they
then
call
why didn't
they
do
A1.
It?
They could, it doesn't matter. I don't care why they didn't do it.
Why did they call it 11
matter.
Pro Max?
Yeah
it's all stupid.
It's something that was made today. It is a processor built in 2020. It's newer than 2018. You could call it A3, and I'll be like, all right, well, let's see what this is like. Naming is the same thing as like reading specs. It does not matter. It's how you use it.
I know, it doesn't matter, but that still makes me feel
I'll
bad.
Test the performance and tell you if it's noticeably different.
Okay.
No, I'll Probably test the performance be. And tell you if it's noticeably different.
Okay.
So what do you think,
so
Randy?
You're getting
what
a new 2020 iPad?
Oh, hell no. Absolutely
Then how
not.
Are you going to test it?
I just wanted to sound pompous for a second. But I'll do it, guys. Don't worry. I want to sound like the one who's the deciding factor.
So if I don't get a new iPad until September or October, that means I will go an entire year without buying an Apple product.
Cool.
Cool.
Awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
When I was young, when I was six, my dad told me, jobs are for making money to give to Apple, son.
Oh.
That's what we work for. That's the purpose of contributing to society. That's the only reason we work.
Interesting.
Wow.
So, Randy, what do you think I should do?
I think I got questions. I'll ask more about that later. Nick, I think you should wait. Normally, I would say buy in the moment, for the sense that tomorrow's not promised about what the product's going to be. We don't know what we have right now. That is a definite. However, the keyboard's still not out. Things are not out right now. And by the time it comes out, and we're going to WWDC, the fact that the iPad Pro was built so future-proofed that there is not a real logical reason. There's only an emotional one to want to upgrade, and I get that.
Even mini LED is not a great reason.
Reason that's better than the A12Z.
It's probably the better reason
as a standalone anything. Standalone something, none of them are good enough. If they just moved the FaceTime sensors horizontally, yeah, and that was it,
that's all I
not
want.
Worth it.
Yeah,
but even to me, it's like just as a standalone. Not
to
worth
me, that'd
it,
be worth it. I would do that.
You're weird.
No, I'm not. I.
No, yeah, you are. You live a quarantine lifestyle. You're weird.
And because of my quarantine lifestyle, I cover up the sensors a lot, and that would be a noticeable daily difference. And it would be more Mac-like to have the camera up here and not to the side.
Yeah.
If we're moving to be more of a laptop.
I'm the actual camera going up there would make more sense, mm-hmm, not right here. I'm just talking FaceTime. If they move the camera up there, maybe. But anyway, I'm nitpicking. What I'm getting at, Nick, is that right now, besides the fact that's a little bent, and that would bug me. That would really bug me. But at the same time, I treat my products differently. So
I've been treating it a lot better now over the past 10 months or so. I haven't thrown it across the room recently. I'm trying to be better, guys.
You literally cannot afford to.
come on.
So I would say that given everything that is right now and everything's announced and it's therefore, okay, hey, announced, but that doesn't mean we have it just yet still. I mean, I doubt it'll happen, but what if they air powered it and we don't get any of the new keyboard stuff? But my thing is that right now the iPad is working just fine and it's not going to change between now and the drop of iOS 14. So because it's not going to change and we think that there's going to be this soft refresh just to be a placeholder for 6 months, it's not worth it. In my opinion, even if you were to go as far as to buy it, then sell it, get some or most money back, I don't think it's going to age well in that sense, if that's even the case. But just save yourself the time, and because that's what I'm going to do. I had no interest in buying the new iPad as is, and I would like to get something newer, but there's truly no need. Unless you're at max storage capacity on the local device.
Yeah.
And that's something that...
I kind of am, but I'm not using it as frequently as I used to. I'm using the Mac more, which is sad.
I would say wait. I mean, wait till the end and just see. Because, look, I did not buy the iPad Pro immediately when it came out. It wasn't until after I was with Drew back in 2018, and he showed me it. I was like, oh, okay. And it had already been out
for a
little
bit. You
never
buy anything immediately. You always wait a couple weeks. And
I bought the first Series 0 watch immediately. I bought iPhone X and XR immediately, and that was it. Everything else, I've always waited.
Okay.
So most of the time, I will wait just to see and read the room. Mm-hmm. Some things, I'm just complete, like, I have to get it right there. Apple Watch was one of those things where I knew, like, that's a game changer. And I loved the new everything about iPhone X. I bought it right there on the spot. And XR, I loved it because my at the time, one of my favorite compromises was that bigger, best battery and bigger screen and everything. I wanted it. And I bought this. I waited to go into the store to buy the 11 Pro.
I remember when you got it.
Yeah. So even though I technically waited, I would have waited longer if I bought it and waited for it to be ordered than just keep checking the store. Oh, it's there. I'm going to go pick it up right now. So bought that and, you know, that's it. But I would wait and I would recommend you to wait just because there's nothing fundamentally wrong with it right now.
Yeah.
The design's not compromised. Nothing's broken. No hardware's jacked.
But the keyboard, though. Oh, my God.
What a crappy product. It sounds awful. I'm glad I didn't buy that keyboard case.
What do you mean? The one that's falling apart? I've been using it for how many months now? 18 months? Whatever. Like, it's been my daily. Like,
well, Drew.
It still works. It just doesn't look nice.
I'm a better use case of how.
Oh, my goodness. We're going back to this. Randy, you didn't use it every day of your life. I've used this every day of my life since I've
gotten. Use it every day. How dare you?
For 6 to 9 hours?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, it does.
I just count the $200 I didn't spend every morning. I just look at it. Wow, look at how I didn't buy that case.
And just look at the $100 you did spend. So you're only looking at $100 that you saved. So, you know.
Yeah, but the case have held up great. It's not falling apart at all.
It's fine. It works. It's just old.
And I'm about to spend $350 on a keyboard case, so here we go.
You can take that savings and apply it there.
Exactly. All right. Any closing remarks? I think we're getting anything this next
week.
You
were right to begin with, and I apologize for ever doubting your opinion, because your opinion is literally scripture, and we just need to just follow your word to the letter. That's how we
Randy's will. Reputation percentage has increased.
Yes. Congratulations.
I leveled up.
Alrighty. Thanks for listening, everyone. We will catch you next week. Bye-bye.